Okay, today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Lamed Zayin. We left off at the Mishnah on the top of Kuf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. It's the last daf of the 19th parak of Masechta Shabbos of Rav Elazar d'Milah. It goes by fast when you do Rav Elazar d'Milah and Daf Yomi. And today we're going to start, there are several Mishnayos on today's daf. So the first Mishnah is going to discuss where you have two babies, one of whose bris is supposed to be on Shabbos and one whose bris is not supposed to be on Shabbos, and you accidentally mix them up and you do the wrong bris on Shabbos, in which cases you're going to be chayiv, which cases you're going to be pater, or at least it will be machlokas whether you're chayiv or pater. Then the next Mishnah is going to discuss when a bris is supposed to be postponed past the eighth day, even shalo b'makom choli, even for a healthy baby. Sometimes we're not supposed to do the bris milah on the eighth day, and sometimes it could even be done as late as the 12th day. And then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph is going to identify which pieces of skin we discussed before. Tzitzina ma'akfinas milah and she'en ma'akfinas milah. What does that mean? Which pieces of skin must be cut in order for the milah to be kosher? Which ones don't? And then at the very end of the parak, we finally get to the brachas of bris milah. There are several brachas made out of bris by the moel, by the Abi Aben, by the omdim sham, all the people that are standing around. And then finally, the 20th parak of the Masechta begins. And that's also a parak that begins with Rabbi Eliezer, with a mission that discusses how a person can use a strainer on Shabbos, and that's going to lead us to a discussion of Ohel Arai, of making temporary structures on Shabbos. So lots of Mishnayos on today's daf, lots of different topics. So let's begin with the Mishnah on Kuf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. At the top says the Mishnah, Mishay lo shnei tinokos, if someone has two children, two babies, that require bris milah, one of whose bris is supposed to be on Sunday and one whose bris is supposed to be on Shabbos, meaning one was born the previous Shabbos, one was born the previous Sunday. So and he accidentally mauled the Sunday baby on Shabbos, chayiv. So the halach is that he's going to be chayiv to bring karban because he was mechal Shabbos b'shogeg. He accidentally violated Shabbos by mauling a baby, the Sunday baby, on Shabbos. And he didn't end up doing a mitzvah, meaning this is not a situation where anyone would call it, at least anyone in our version of the Mishnah. We're going to see the Gemara is going to have other versions of the Mishnah, but no one in our version of the Mishnah would call this a toa bidvar mitzvah. What this sugya is, this small sugya between here and the next Mishnah, is the sugya of toa bidvar mitzvah. A person makes a mistake, but it was a mistake, not just stam, a mistake that led to an avera, but a mistake that was made in attempting to do a mitzvah, in trying to do a mitzvah. So generally speaking, there's some sort of rule that under certain circumstances, when a person is trying to do a mitzvah, makes a mistake and doesn't avera, he's not going to be chayiv. So this is not such a circumstance, because he wasn't trying to do a mitzvah. He wasn't involved in anything that could have been a mitzvah, because he was involved in a baby that was a Sunday baby. So there was no mitzvah whatsoever that was being done. So in that case, everyone's going to say he's chayiv. So where's the case where Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah might apply? In the following case. Echol Lomel Be'erev Shabbos Ve'echol Lomel B'Shabbos. You got two bris milas, two babies. One's supposed to be done on Friday, and one is supposed to be done on Shabbos. Now, V'shachach U'mola Shal Erev Shabbos B'Shabbos. And again, got confused, or he forgot, he didn't do the Friday bris on Friday, and he does the Friday bris on Shabbos. Now, the Friday bris is not Docha Shabbos, because it's not a milah bismana, but it still is a milah when you do a milah on the ninth day. Milah on the ninth day is a valid milah. So that's what we say, Rabbi Eliezer Mechayev Chatos, Rabbi Yeshua Poter. That's where we're going to have a machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer says, you're Chayev Karban Chatos, because it's a milah shalom b'zman, it's not Docha Shabbos. Even though you're a Toa B'Dvar Mitzvah, so Rashi points out that Rabbi Eliezer would hold, V'Afal Gav De Toa B'Dvar Mitzvah, Shoye Torud Ba'oso Shal Shabbos, Mitoch Chach Toa B'Zeh, even though you're a Toa B'Dvar Mitzvah in the sense that you did have a mitzvah to mal the Shabbos baby that day, and you accidentally maled this baby, V'af Bazel also mitzvah. And even the baby you did mal, it does count as a milah, because it was a day late, not a day early. And when you do milah on the ninth day, it is a milah. Shari ro'u hulomul, elashayna docha Shabbos. It's just that you were not allowed to do the Friday baby on Shabbos. Still, sphere le the Rabbi Lazar, tabit var mitzvah, as a mitzvah, sheesh, b'chiv chatos, chayiv. Rabbi Lazar's shita is that if a person is tabit var mitzvah and he ends up doing an avera for which he's chayiv, he's still chayiv. It's Rabbi Yeshua Poter, the Sfir Le Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah Vasa Mitzvah Poter. Rabbi Yeshua is the one that holds that if a person is Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah and he does a mitzvah, that he's going to be Poter. So if you're Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah and you don't do a mitzvah in the end, that's the first case in the Mishnah. That's where everybody says you're going to be chayiv. If you're Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah and you do a mitzvah, that's where you're going to be patur. So Rashi explains that in the first case, he's told b'dvar mitzvah, lo asa mitzvah, v'avodei chabura shelo l'tzorech. And all he really did was a chabura shelo l'tzorech. He made a wound in the baby for really no reason. And that's where even Rabbi Yoshua is moda. So the question is that really called, why would you be chayiv in that case? Meaning, if you made a chabura shelo l'tzorech, wouldn't that be mekalkel in general in Hilchos Shabbos? It needs to be some sort of tikkun in order to be chayiv. If it's you do a melacha in a destructive way, so normally you're going to be potter when you do something b'derech mekalkel. So this really goes back to a sugi we had about a month ago in Daf Kuvav, mekalkel b'chabura. We know mekalkel is true in most of the melachas of Shabbos. What about in making a chabura? Do we say that in making a wound, the very definition of making a wound is mekalkel, and meaning its natural way to do it is mekalkel, and therefore when you make a wound in a mekalkel way, you're still going to be chayiv because that's the nature of the malacha? Or do we say no, that even by chabura, when you do it in a mekalkel way, when you do it in a destructive way, you're going to be potter? So if you hold mekalkel b'chabura is chayiv, so then I understand very well what Rashi is saying over here. You're a mekalkel, so you can bring in carbon chatos. I mean, you're even though you're a mekalkel, you can bring karmel chatos, because by chabura, when you're mekalkel, you're chayiv. But if you hold mekalkel with chabura's pater, so there's no tikkun over here because you didn't do the mitzvah. So why would you be chayiv in the case where you mauled the Sunday baby on Shabbos? You didn't do any tikkun. So it could be that even though you didn't do a tikkun in the sense that you didn't do a mitzvah, but it could still be called a tikkun in the sense that you removed the arla. Remember, we keep on saying that when it comes to the mila, there are all these different components. There's hasaras shem arel, the avoiding of the isser of being an arel. There's the kiyum mitzvah of mila. There's lihios mahol. It could be that if you remove the arla, even a day early, so the baby afterwards is not going to be an arel. He may not be mahul, and you may not have done a maisa mitzvah of mila, but he's not an arel because the arel is not there. So on that level, it's still mesakein. You didn't do the mitzvahs mila, but you avoid for him the iser of being an arel. So it could be that alone, or even on a metaphysical level, you could just say that arla itself is considered a davar ma'us, whether you're mekayim a mitzvah or not. By removing the arla, you're taking away something that's ma'us, and in that sense, you're being misakein. The Tzlach in Maseches Pesachim asks on the Ramah, the Ramah in Yeridei and Hilchos Mila and Reish Samach Beis, says that a person's mol betoch shmona yatzah. Sounds like the Ramah saying yotze the mitzvah, even though over here it says you're chayiv because you didn't do the mitzvah. So the Tzlach says, what's the Ramah talking about? That mol betoch shmona you're yotze. The Mishnah over here says you're chayiv because lo osa mitzvah. So the Tzlach says, no, certainly if you're mol betoch ches, lo osa mitzvah, and that's why if you're mol b'shabbos betoch ches within 8 days of birth, you're going to be chayiv. But when the eighth day then arrives, then you're mekayim a mitzvah. Meaning, even though you had done the bris early, once the eighth day arrives, so then a kiyum mitzvah kicks in. And again, this Ramah may also be explained somewhat by that idea of the Ragachavar. The maisa mitzvah, no, you didn't do a maisa of mila because the baby was too young for it. But maybe the Ramah is suggesting lihios mahul, that you are mahul, you have a kiyum every moment of being mahul, that does kick in on the eighth day because the eighth day comes and the baby is already mahul. So even if you didn't do a maisa of mila, maybe the baby is still considered to be mahul in a certain sense. So says the Gemara, that was one version of our Mishnah, the way we have it. And Rav Huna Masi Chayv, Rav Yudha Masi Pata, Rav Huna, we're going to soon see, has exactly how our Mishnah has it. But we're going to see Rav Yehuda has a drastically different reading. And then we're even going to have a third sheet of Rabbi Chia, who has an even more drastically different reading of what the halacha is in these kinds of cases where you mix up two babies. So first we go with the simple case with Rav Huna. Rav Huna Masni Chayiv. Rav Huna says Chayiv. The Tanya, we have a brisa as follows. Amar Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Lo nechlik Rav Elazar Rav Yeshua al Misha Yulo Beis Tinok Los Echad Amal B'Shabbos Ve'Echad Amal Achar Shabbos. There is no machlokas that if there are two babies, one who needs a mila on Shabbos, one needs a mila on Sunday, V'Shachach Humala Shal Achar Shabbos B'Shabbos Shu Chayiv, and you accidentally mal the Sunday baby early on Shabbos, then you're going to be Chayiv because again, yes, it was Tal B'Dvar Mitzvah, but you didn't end up doing a mitzvah. You ended up being mal the baby early, which is not a mitzvah. Alma nechluku, where do we have a machlokas where the Torah b'dvar mitzvah is going to be pater chayiv in the following case? Al mishayilo beis tinokos, if you have two babies, echal lomul be'erev Shabbos ve'echal lomul be'Shabbos. One is an erev Shabbos baby and one is a Shabbos baby. So v'shachach umala shel erev Shabbos be'Shabbos, and you mal the baby a day late, not a day early. Sherebi lezer mechayiv chatos, Rabbi Shua poter. That's what Rabbi Lezer is going to say. You're still chayiv a carbon chatos because he thinks the Torah b'dvar mitzvah v'asa mitzvah you're chayiv, and Rabbi Shua says you're pater because the Torah b'dvar mitzvah v'asa mitzvah you're pater. So that is exactly the way we have it in our Mishnah. The Braisa just confirms that our reading of the Mishnah is correct. And both Shitos, both Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer, derive their halachos from Avodah Zarah. Why would we connect anything to Avodah Zarah? Says Rashi right across from where we are on the page. Elamei Avodah Zarah shehukshu kol chatos shebetorah lechatos Avodah Zarah. There's a hekesh that the Torah links all other korbanos chatos to the korban chatos associated with Avodah Zarah. Dichsiv Torah achas yelechem v'parsha shlach lecha anashim gabei korban Avodah Zarah. Because the Torah says dafka by the korban you bring for Avodah Zarah, Torah achas yelechem. That this is a rule that applies to everything. So apparently all other korbanos chatos are in some way linked to Avodah Zarah. How so? So Rabbi Lezer suffer back in the Gemara, the first white line, Ke Avodas Kolchavim. Ma Avodas Kolchavim Amar Rachmana Lo Savid V'chi Avid Michayiv Hachana Miloshna. Just like Avodah Zarah, the Torah says, don't do it. And if you do it, you are Chayiv. Over here also, it says, don't do it, you did it, you're Chayiv. Rabbi Yeshua, Hasam Dalav Mitzvah, Hacha Mitzvah, Rabbi Yeshua would say, no, we can't learn our case from Avodah Zarah, because when you're over at Avodah Zarah, you didn't do any mitzvah. Over here, you did a mitzvah. You did a milah of a baby that was born 9 days ago. That's a mitzvah. It's granted, it was an Avera too, because you did it on Shabbos, but at least it was a mitzvah, and therefore you're not going to be Chayiv Achatas. So again, all of that is Rav Huna's version of our Mishnah. It is the same as our version of the Mishnah, the way it's recorded here, and that is one way to understand this set of halachos. Now we move on to number two. Rabbi Yehuda Masni Pater. Rabbi Yehuda taught the Mishnah as Pater. How so? How does he have the Mishnah? Detanya. Amar Rabbi Meir. Lo nechluku Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yeshua. Al mi shayilo beis tinokos echalom l'berer v'shabes v'echalom l'b'shabes v'shachachumol shaler v'shabes v'shabes shu Pater. In the second case of our Mishnah, where you had the Friday baby and the Shabbos baby, even Rabbi Eliezer holds your pater. Because at the end of the day, you did a mitzvah. So you're not going to have to bring a korban chatos, even though the mitzvah was done on, you know, while violating an avera of being mechal Shabbos. You're trying to do a mitzvah, you did a mitzvah, everyone holds your pater. Where's their machlokas? Alman nechleku? The first case of our Mishnah. Al mishayilo beis tinokos echalomel achar haShabbos vechalomel b'Shabbos. When you have two babies, one whose bris is supposed to be on Sunday, and one who's supposed to be on Shabbos. V'shachach umala shal achar Shabbos v'Shabbos. And you mal the Sunday baby on Shabbos. Sherev lezer mechayev chatos, Rabbi Shua poter. Rabbi Lezer says, in that case, you're chayev a korban chatos. And Rabbi Shua says, you're poter in that case. Apparently, Rabbi Shua says, you're poter if you were told b'dvar mitzvah, if you were involved in something that was an attempt to do a mitzvah, even though at the end of the day, you didn't do a mitzvah. What you did was purely an avera, because you mal the baby, that was too early, so it wasn't even a mitzvah. Still, Rabbi Yeshua will say pater, but in that case, Rabbi Lezer says yichayiv. And again, they both learn their halacha from Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Lezer sover ke Avodas Kachavim, ma Avodas Kachavim, ma Rachman Allah sover v'chayiv mechayiv. Hachanami lo shna. The Rabbi Lezer will say it's like Avodah Zarah in the sense that just like Avodah Zarah, the Torah says don't do it, and if you do it, you're chayiv a korban chatos. Here also, the Torah says you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos. You did it on Shabbos. Yechayev, korban chatos. Rabbi Shua, hasam lo torid mitzvah. Hacha torid mitzvah. Notice the difference between this and the last version. The last version was, Rabbi Shua will say, hasam delav mitzvah hacha mitzvah. And the last version was about, did you do a mitzvah? Over here it's not did you do a mitzvah, it's were you involved in trying to do a mitzvah? And over here you were involved in trying to do a mitzvah. It's called torid v'mitzvah. because you did in fact have a baby that was supposed to be mauled on Shabbos, and you just got confused, you got the wrong baby, but you were trying to do something that was a mitzvah. So that is the second version of the Machlokas, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. Now the final version, Tan Rabbi Chiya, Omer Haya, and this turns things on its head a little bit, it sort of goes in the opposite direction. Omer Haya Rabbi Meir, Lo Nechluku Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua, Al Mishay Lo Beis Tinokos, Echol Domol Be'erev Shabbos, Ve'echol Domol Be'Shabbos. That there's no Machlokas in a case where you have two babies, one is supposed to be a Friday bris, one is supposed to be a Shabbos bris, v'shachachu mala shel erev Shabbos b'Shabbos shu chayiv. Everyone would agree, this comes out a little funny, that if you mal the Friday baby on Shabbos, which means you did a mitzvah in the end of the day, that you're going to be chayiv in that case. So apparently everyone agrees, tov b'dvar mitzvah v'asa mitzvah, you're going to be chayiv, not pater. So where's their machlokas? Where's Rabbi Shua going to find any room for patur? Al ma nechleku, al mi shayilo beis tinokos echol damul achar Shabbos v'echol damul b'Shabbos. You have two babies. One is a Sunday baby and one is a Shabbos baby. V'shachachu mal shel achar Shabbos b'Shabbos. And you mal the Sunday baby on Shabbos. Sher b'lazer m'chayiv chatzav Rabbi Shua poter. The exact reverse of what we thought. Meaning that's what Rabbi Chiya is, this third version is vastly different than everything we thought, because it puts everything in complete reverse. That Rabbi Yeshua is going to say, when do we say Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah is Pater? When you mal a Sunday baby on Shabbos, when you mal a baby a day early, not when you mal a baby a day late. So says the Gemara, wait a second. Hash Rabbi Yeshua Seifa, the low Kavod Mitzvah Poter, Reisha the Kavod Mitzvah Mechayiv, how does that make any sense whatsoever? How could Rabbi Yeshua say that you're called the Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah only when you didn't end up doing a mitzvah, but you're not called the Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah, you don't get the Ptur of Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah when you did end up doing a mitzvah? It doesn't make any sense. So Amri Dvei Rabbi Yanai, Reisha Kigon Shekadam Umal Shel Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos. So Rabbi Yanai explains that the case of the Reisha, where Rabbi Yeshua says Yechayiv, even though you mauled a baby and accounted as a Mila, it was an Erev Shabbos baby that you mauled on Shabbos, was a case where you had already mauled the Shabbos baby on Erev Shabbos. And therefore, since you had already messed up and mauled the Shabbos baby on Erev Shabbos, meaning you mixed up the two babies. So it's likely that you took the Shabbos baby and mauled him on Erev Shabbos. Now in that case, when Shabbos was about to start, Bein Hashmash, someone would analyze, is this Shabbos supposed to be violated for a Mila? The answer would have been no, because at this point it's too late. We already mauled the Shabbos baby. The Erev Shabbos baby is not Docha Shabbos, so it's too late. This Shabbos is not supposed to be violated for the sake of Mila. That's why it's not called Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah. Even though at the end of the day you did a mitzvah, what matters more is whether you were allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for a Mila. Then you will be called Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah, even if you weren't allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for the Mila that you did, but if you would have been allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for a Mila, that would have been Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah. Over here, this Shabbos is not Nitcha Lidachos. But in the case of the Seifa, you had a Shabbos baby and a Sunday baby. So granted, you mauled the wrong one on Shabbos, but at least you had the right idea. You were supposed to do a Mila that Shabbos, you just did the wrong one. And that's called the Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah. Just because you had a Friday and a Shabbos baby, and you mauled the Shabbos baby on Friday, that means that Shabbos is not Nitzchel Lidchos. There must have been a baby somewhere in the world that was supposed to be mauled this Shabbos. So if somewhere in the world there's a baby that's supposed to be mauled this Shabbos is Nitan Lidchos. So why should that matter? Why should that make a difference that for you it wasn't Nitan Lidchos? So Gemara said, no, Lahai Gavra, Mi Allah is Yahid. The whole point of Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah is a din in the Gavra. Meaning Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah, why is it that we pat you from a carbon? Because it's almost that we say it's understandable that you'd make such a mistake. That you're trying to do your best in being over HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you have a mitzvah to do, and in the rush and zeal to do the mitzvah, you accidentally did an avera. That's where we're going to say Chayiv HaKarbon Chatos. The fact that somebody else has a mitzvah to do today should not affect your avera that you do b'shogeg. When you have a mitzvah to do today, and you were trying to get that mitzvah done, that will affect the carbon that you do b'shogeg. The rush raises the question, right? We say that this is lo nitna Shabbos lidachos. Is that really true? What if you have a baby that's mauled too early, that's mauled a little bit early? So the rush said, don't you have to do hatafas dam bris? Right? Wouldn't you have to do a tough stam, meaning it didn't get a meal. You didn't do a mitzvah smila. So at least you need to do a tough stam bris. Bismano l'chora. So l'chora, it should be done on Shabbos. So says the Rosh, you see from here that it's not so. That mila is docha Shabbos, hatafas dam bris is not docha Shabbos. This again may go back to our question. What about mila is docha Shabbos? Is it the iser to be an arel that's docha Shabbos? Or is it the maisa of mila that's docha Shabbos? When a person is, or is it Leos Mahul, right? When a person is doing Hatafas Tam Bris, so what can you say? Are they taking away the Isra of being an Arel? No, the Isra of being an Arel is already gone. The person's not an Arel anymore. So you're not accomplishing that anyway when you do Hatafas Tam Bris. What are they doing? There was no Maisa Mitzvah of Mila done, so we need to do some sort of Maisa. So we come up with a Maisa, Hatafas Tam Bris, and that's our Maisa Mitzvah of Mila. That's what Hatafas Tam Bris is all about. So maybe Nitan Shabbos Lidchos, which element of Mila is Docha Shabbos? The Isra to be an Arel is Docha Shabbos. And that's why when there's an Arla there, you can cut away the Arla. But the Maisa Mitzvah of Mila, that alone would not be Docha Shabbos. And over here, we've isolated it. It works through all the sugyas. If you think of Mila and these three concepts, these three mitzvahs from these three perspectives of Mila, Leos Mo, Maisa, and Isra Leos Arel, it comes out that a lot of these sugyas can be clarified. So that's what it seems to be from the Pesach of the Rosh, that it would see, and that's how the Rama paskins as well. The Rama and Reish Samach Beis paskins that way as well. We do have, if we do a Mila early, we do have Tavis Ambris. I had this, we mentioned in Shul, we had this crazy case where someone was trying to figure out their kid's Hebrew birthday, and they said, we have the, we think we figured out the birthday, the only problem is, I remember that the Bris was on a Tuesday, and according to this, he was born on a Wednesday, based on the Zmanim that they had looked up on one of the Zmanim websites. So I was terrified. I said, if they did a Bris a day early, then we're going to have to take this 3-year-old kid, a 2-year-old kid, and do a toughest down Bris. It turned out you have to check more than one Zmanim website. Some of the Zmanim websites have the wrong Zmanim. They messed up. And we were ready to cut a kid. I mean, I don't know. We were ready. I was ready to paskin that we need to cut a kid because the Zmanim would mess up. But that's what we would paskin. We'd have to do our toughest dam bris. Okay. So says the Gemara further now. New Mishnah. If you have a baby, can sometimes be mal on the 8th day, 9th day, 10th day, 11th day, 12th day after the birth. And we're not even talking about if the baby's sick. We're talking about a regular, healthy baby. You could have a bris mila on any of these days. How so? Lo pachos li'oser, but it's never going to be earlier than the 8th day. It's never going to be later than the 12th day. Again, assuming the baby is healthy. Haketzad, so how does it work out? Kedarka l'shmona, normal situation, a week later, counting the day of the birth and the day of the mila, you do a bris mila l'shmona, so that's always, if a baby's born on a Tuesday, you do it the following Tuesday. Nolad l'bein ha-shmashos, what if the baby's born b'ein ha-shmashos? So then, nima l'tes, you can't be mal the earlier of the two possible days, because then you might be doing a mila on day 7, and like we said, that's not a valid maisa mitzvahs mila. So what you have to do is push it off till the later day. But what if the baby was really born on the earlier day? Okay, so then it's a mila on the 9th day. So that's a situation where you may end up doing a mila on the 9th day, but that's your best option, because if you take the risk and do it on the earlier day, you may end up doing it on the 7th day, and that would be a real problem. Ben Hashmasha Shal Erev Shabbos, what if the baby is born Friday night ben hashmashos, where it's a suffik Friday, suffik Shabbos, so nima la sara. Then you do the bris mila on Sunday. Why didn't you do it on Shabbos? Because maybe it was really a Friday baby, and if it was really a Friday baby, this mila is not docha Shabbos, because it's mila shel abizmana. Can't do it Friday, because maybe it was a Shabbos baby, and then you're doing it a day early. So we do it at a day that we know is not the right day. We do it on Sunday, because it's just the best option. We have no other options available to us. The Shagasari points out that this is that mikan muchach, that a mila betoch zmano is not a mila at all. It's no mitzvahs mila whatsoever, because otherwise we would have suggested do it on Friday on the chance that you actually have a mila bezmana. Elamai, it's not a maisa mitzvah of mila whatsoever. Yom tov la'achara Shabbos, what if you have Shabbos followed by Sunday? That's yontif. Yontif falls out of Matzoy Shabbos, and you have a baby that was born Friday night ben hashmashos. So what are you going to do? You can't mal the baby on Friday because maybe it's a Shabbos baby. Can't mal the baby on Shabbos because maybe it's a Friday baby. Can't mal the baby on Sunday because you know it wasn't a Sunday baby, so it's not docha yantif if it wasn't a mil bezmana. So then nimalach harasar. So then you have to wait till Monday to mal the baby, and that's the 11th day already after the baby's birth. Beis Yom Shel Rosh Hashanah. What if the baby was born Ben Hashmashos on Friday, and then on Sunday and Monday is Rosh Hashanah? So even though we don't have that, Lo Adu Rosh, we don't have Rosh Hashanah fall out on Sunday. But let's say before we had an established calendar where it could work out that way, that you have Rosh Hashanah fall out on Sunday, so you have Rosh Hashanah Sunday and Monday, so you can't mal the baby Friday because it may be early. Can't mal the baby Shabbos because it may be that it was a Friday baby. Can't mal the baby Sunday, Monday. It's Rosh Hashanah, and that's for sure not this month. So what do you do? Tuesday, the Shneimasar, it's the 12th day of the baby's life. If a baby is sick, so then you don't give him a mila until he gets healthy. Interesting that of all the cases to give of Beis Yamim Tovim, it dafka talks about Shnei Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah. The Rambam in Hilchos Mila, Perek Aleph, Halacha Tezvav, says that Mila is Doche Yom Tov Sheini Shel Galios. That a Mila Shelo Bizmana is Doche Yom Tov Sheini Shel Galios. Meaning, even though we only do a Mila Bizmana on the first day of Yantif, second day of Yantif, even if it's Mila Shelo Bizmana, you're allowed to do the Bris Mila. The Rambam fits beautifully with our Mishnah. Why would the Mishnah pick Shnei Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah to say any Yom Tov Sheini Shel Galios? Elamai, it's Yom HaRichta, it's one Kedusha with Shnei Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah. It's not like a regular Yom Tov Sheini Shel Galios, and therefore it's only when Shnei Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah that it's not going to be Docha Shabbos. That's how the Shach writes in Yerodeus and Reish Samach Vav, Sivkot and Ches. The Rosh in the Tshuva says no, it's not Docha Yom Tov Sheini Shel Galios either, and that's the Shita and the Mechaber. The Mishnah was just taught in Eretz Yisrael, but in Eretz Yisrael, the only time they ever had Shnei Yom Tovim was Rosh Hashanah. They didn't have by any other Arayom. They didn't have any other Yom Tov Sheni. So that's why the Mishnah says Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah. You have to realize that Talmud Bavli was in Bavel, but the Mishnais were in Eretz Yisrael, and that's how the Ran writes as well, that this Mishnah, Miyamos Moshe Rabbeinu, Lo Hoyim Estap Gimel Rosh Hashanah Levad, that in Eretz Yisrael they were never Mesupah about any other Yom Tov except for Rosh Hashanah, because if the Edom came in a Mincha Lamala, there would be no Egos Yom Kodesh on the Machar Kodesh. Mishnais and Rosh Hashanah say that what happens if the Edom come late in the day on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. So they would still finish observing the first day of Rosh Hashanah as Rosh Hashanah and Lamachar Kodesh, and they would observe the rest of the next day as well as Rosh Hashanah. The Nodeb Yehuda in Madura Kama Simon Lamed says there might be another reason why the Tana Davka says Rosh Hashanah. He says it's a milsah de lo shchicha that Elul is mu'uberes, and that you're therefore going to have a second day of Rosh Hashanah, and nevertheless, we don't permit Mila Shelo Bizmana. So Kal V'Chomer by Shnei Yom Tov Shel Pesach, where it's a Milsa de Shchiach, where it's much more common. And then the Yehuda writes over there that the Mechaber holds Mila is called the Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin because you could always do it L'Machar, you could always do it the next day. But since it's Safik Yisr Torah, we don't say Svek Sveka the Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin. We're not going to allow the Safik, since you could just do it the next day. So we don't apply any Safik Rabban L'Kula or Svek Sveka D'Araisa L'Kula whenever there's a davar sheyesh l'matirin, whenever you have the ability to do something afterwards, it's going to be mutter to do later on. That's a little bit of a difficult vart, though, to say that mila is considered a davar. Where do we say davar sheyesh l'matirin? The sugis at the beginning of Maseches Beitza talk about davar sheyesh l'matirin, because you have something that's muktzah. So you have a beitza shenolda on Yantif, on Shabbos. So the beitza shenolda is muktzah right now. But it's a davar sheyesh l'matirin. Why don't we just say, let's say you have a suffik muktzah, so we say it's automatically mutter because suffik to Rabbanon. No, wait till tomorrow, and then it will vaday not be a problem. Wait till after Yantif, wait till after Shabbos, and then vaday the beitz is not going to be a problem. So that's the concept of davar sheyesh l'matirin. So it's hard to say that about a mila, because if you do a mila b'shmini, it's a qualitatively different mila than a mila b'tshi, meaning a mila on the eighth day, a mila b'zmano, is an entirely different mitzvah than the mila the next day. So yeah, you could do a mila the next day, but it's not going to be a mila b'zmano. You will never be able to get back the opportunity of a mila b'zmano. So says the Gemara, Amar Shmuel, Chaltzasu Chama Nosano Kol Zayin Lahavroso. If a baby has a fever, so we give a full 7 days for the baby to get healthy. So the Ran points out, this dafka b'chol choli kol aguf. But if he's chol bechamei avarav, so then malan also miyad. If he has a localized type of problem, so then we just mal him right away as soon as the problem goes away. But when the baby overall has health issues, so after the baby gets a clear bill of health, after you're told the baby's good, then you wait a week and then you do the bris milah. I had a shaila once where a baby was given, was going to be released from the hospital and given the clean bill of health, and the milah was supposed to be obviously 1 week later, and for whatever reason, not going to get into the details now, the mother would not have been able to attend her own baby's bris. She had her own health issues, she would not have been able to attend her own baby's bris had it been done 1 week later. So they wanted to know, can they delay the bris a day? Do we say that that's a milah shel bezman anyway, the baby was sick, so we'll just delay it one more day? Or do you say no, that that is the new zman, and therefore you can't delay the bris a single day? So the Moel, who was doing the bris from a Pesach Kron, said, do it a day later. Told the parents, do it a day later. So I wasn't sure. I called him up. I wasn't sure. Was he just nervous that they weren't going to listen otherwise, and therefore he figured I better be Makel, because they were very firm people. They would have listened. So I didn't know where he was coming from, because I spoke to Rav David Feinstein. Rav David Feinstein said, what's he talking about, do it a day later? Of course you do it that day. So Rav Kron had a very interesting psak. He said he spoke to Rav Zelig Epstein many years ago, and Rav Zelig Epstein told him, no, you do the bris a day later, because when does he get the clean bill? When was he being released? The day that he was being released, they gave him his last dosage of medication. They don't give the last dosage of medication when you're already okay. They give the last dosage because to cover the next 24 hours. So it's 24 hours after the last dosage of medication that you then start the clock on the 7 days. So he said, so the real Zman, he said, according to Rav Zelig, you couldn't do the bris on what Rav David Feinstein called the Zman. Rav Zelig held that it had to be a dafka a day later. It wasn't, Rav Kron said, he wasn't just stam being makel because he thought of it. No, he thought that this was the din, that this was the halacha. Very interesting take on how to view when the clock starts on the 7 days. So anyway, Bailuhu, maybe in a Meis Leis, does it need to be 7 full days, 24-hour periods, Meis Leis? So Tashma, the Tani Luda Yom Hivar Oso Ki Yom Hivaldo, that my love, the day that he gets healthy should be like the day that he's born. We view it as the same. So my love, my Yom Hivaldo, Lobi in Meis Leis, Af Yom Hivar Oso, Lobi in Meis Leis. So shouldn't we say that that means that just like when the baby is born, we don't need to wait a full 7 days, 24-hour periods. We could, if the baby was born late in the afternoon, we still do the milah. If the baby was born Tuesday afternoon, we'll still do the milah Tuesday morning the following week. So the same should be when the baby gets healthy, that you don't count 24-hour periods. So says Gemara, lo, not necessarily. Adif Yom Hivaroso mi Yom Hivaldo. Maybe Yom Hivaroso is better than Yom Hivaldo. Vili Yom Hivaldo lo bein meisleis. Vili Yom Hivaroso bein meisleis. Maybe from the baby's birth, you don't need to count meisleis, but from the baby's health, maybe you do need to count May Eis La'Eis. So Rashi over here says, yeah, therefore May Halak Lamashma Midi. So Rashi writes on the bottom, you can't prove anything from here, meaning this is not a raya. What the Gemara's conclusion is not that you definitely do have to wait May Eis La'Eis, it's that you don't definitely anything. We just don't have any raya one way or the other. That's how Rashi says. The Rif writes that it's not any Bayad Lifshita, it's Ifshita, that this is the answer. That by when a baby gets healthy, you need to wait 7 days. May Eis La'Eis. The Ran explains that it's not, the Rif didn't really get it from here. It's he got it from a sugi Yivam Stafayin Aleph. But either way, that's how he paskins the halacha, that you do need to wait the 7 full 24-hour periods, and it's not enough to just treat it like Yom Hivaldo 100%. Says the Mishnah at the bottom now, Elu Hein Tzitzin HaMa'akvin HaSamidla. The following we discussed before about when cutting away on Shabbos, the Tzitzin HaMa'akvin, the Tzitzin Shein HaMa'akvin. What are the Tzitzin HaMa'akvin, Tzitzin Shein HaMa'akvin HaSamidla? So they are the following, Elu Hein Tzitzin HaMa'akvin HaSamidla. Basar HaChofes Rov HaTara, the flesh that covers the Rov of the Torah area of the Aver. So that's that absolutely needs to be cut away in order to be yotzei the mitzvah of milah. And if it's not, ve'eino ochel betruma, that baby when he grows up is not going to be allowed to eat truma, even if he's a kohen, because he's considered to be an arel. V'imhaya bal basar misaknu mnei marasayim. If the baby is very fleshy, and therefore even when you cut it, it still doesn't look like he's mahul, so you should cut away a little more skin that he shouldn't appear like like an RL because of a maris ha'ayin issue. I, who's looking? So kaldavar shasum mishamaris ayin afilu b'chadre chadarim. That when something is asum mishamaris ayin, even if it's not something that people are actually watching while you're doing it, it's still going to be an issue of maris ha'ayin. He still looks like an RL. This seems like a bit of an expansion of the concept of maris ha'ayin. He still looks like an RL, and therefore it looks like a maris ha'ayin. If you do a mila without a priya, then it's as if there's no mila whatsoever. There's a Beis Halevi in Parshas Lech Lecha. I forget the details, but Beis Halevi talks about mila and priya being two separate inyanim. One is hasara shem arel, and one is hachnasa to kedushas Yisrael, where he says the mila is just taking away the shem arel, and the priya is what brings a person into kedushas Yisrael. And he relates it to the brachas, I think, right? That the avia ben makes the bracha after the mo'el. The mo'el says like shekhi shalom zos vitzvanu is ala mila. So that's the mitzvah of mila, take away the arel. And then the avia ben is lachniso b'briso shel Avram Avinu. That's really a bracha on the priya, that the priya is lachniso b'briso shel Avram Avinu. Something like that. I don't remember the details. I got to look up. But something like that. The Maritz Chayis also here says that if you look in that the Nemukah Yosef raises the question that how can you say by a mila b'tzaras, osi asei v'dochi los asei, that an asei, the asei of mila is doche, the los asei of cutting away tzaras. In the number one rule of Asei Docha Lo Saseh is that it has to be Be'idna. At the same time that you're doing the mitzvah Saseh, that you're violating Lo Saseh, you have to already be doing the mitzvah Saseh. But according to this Gemara, if you're Mol V'lo Paretz Ki'ilu Lo Mal, two steps to the Mila. Mila, then Priya. When did you violate the issue of cutting Tzara'as? By the Mila already. When are you being Mekayim the mitzvah Saseh? According to this Gemara, if you just did the Mila, you did nothing. When are you being Mekayim the mitzvah Saseh? Only at the Priya. So that shouldn't be Asei Docholo Saseh. That should be something else. When an Avera and a mitzvah coincide, sometimes we say Asei Docholo Saseh, and sometimes we say mitzvah Baba Avera. And it's not a mitzvah at all. And the defining line, according to many Rishonim, is it Be'idna? If it comes at the same time, then we say Asei Docholo Saseh. If it doesn't come at the same time, then we say the whole thing is a mitzvah baba avera. So that's the kasha of the Nemukah Yosef. What's going on over here? So he suggests that maybe the Nemukah Yosef is mitari. It's Maritz Chayis quotes over here, das cholas ha-mitzvah mikri gam kein mitzvah v'havi shapir be'idna, that the mila is part of the ma'isa mitzvah. Meaning even though if you were to stop it, if you were to abort the process after the mila before the priya, it's ki'ilu you did nothing, but once you do the priya, it's a glory mitzvah mafreya that the mila itself is also a mitzvah. It's not that the mila is just a echi timtza, a hechsher mitzvah, something like that. No, mila is also part of the mitzvah. So that's the idea that it would still be asay docha lo saseh. Okay, says the Gemara. Amrav avinam rabbi yirmi baraba amrav basar chofes rov gova shalatara. When we talk about the very fleshy baby where you need to cut away a little more, it means the basar that covers most of the gova of the atara. The it doesn't mean the circumference. It means the height of the atara in one area. Vim haya bal basar the chule amr shmol katan amishuvul the basar rono so kolzman shemiskasha v'nira mahul eno tzarich limol. That if the baby is very fleshy, so you look when the aver is miskasha, when the baby's aver is hard, and he looks like he's mol in those circumstances, then you don't need to mal him again. Vim lav tzarich lamul. But if even in those circumstances he doesn't look like he's mulled already, then you need to do more cutting. But we have an alternate version of this that says, sounds very similar but slightly different. The rule is that if it's whenever the baby's aver is miskasha and he doesn't look like he has a mila, he looks like he doesn't have a mila, then you need to mal him. If he doesn't look like he doesn't have a mila, that's different than saying that he does look like he has a mila. He doesn't look like he doesn't have a mila. Then you don't need to mal him again. Maybe now, what's the difference between saying he doesn't look like he doesn't have a mila and he does look like he does have a mila? Right, double negative is a positive. So ikabinayu nira ve'inu nira. What if it sort of looks like a mila? Doesn't look 100% like he does. Doesn't look 100% like he doesn't. So if you say the rule is that you're only gonna, he only doesn't need a mila when he mamish looks mahul. So over here he doesn't mamish look mahul, so you will need a milah. If you're going to say you need a milah when he doesn't look not mahul, well, over here also he doesn't look not mahul. Then you won't. So that's the nafkamina. Mol v'lo par, if you do milah without priya, tan rabbanan. So we said that it's ki'ilu lo mal. So now we're going to get into the brachas. Hamal omer, the one who's doing the milah says, asher kishon tzosav tzivanu ala milah. Avia ben Omer, Asher Kishon Tzosav Tzivanu, Lachnisam Briso Shel Avram Avinu. Ha'omdim Omrim, Keshem Shenichas Bris, Ken Yikanis L'Tor L'Chup L'Maisim Tovim. Those who are there, you're supposed to do a meal with people there. It's supposed to, there should be guests. Va'mevarich Omer, and then the Mevarich, who's the Mevarich, whoever the parents choose to be Mevarich, Asher Kideh, Shidin Mibet, and Chok B'Sher Osam, V'Tzetzov, Chasam Yos Bris Kodesh, Alkein B'Skar Zos, Kel Chai, Chalkein, Tzivu Lahatzi, Udidu Sheirinu Mishachas, Leman Briso, That's the bracha that the Mevarich says. Who's Yedid? Asher Kidesh Yedid Mi Beten. Says Rashi, Yedid Mi Beten Yitzchak Kar Yedid Al Shem Asher Ahavta. That Yitzchak is called Yedid, that Al Shem Asher Ahavta, because when HaKadosh Baruch was telling Avram Avinu about Akedas Yitzchak, he says, I want you to take his Bincha. Bincha, I have two sons. It's Yechidcha, they're both a Ben Yachid. This one to his mother, this one to Asher Ahavta, the one that you love. So that's what identified Yitzchak as being different than his brother Yishmael, Asher Ahavta. So he's referred to as the Yedid, as the beloved one, that's Yitzchak. Tosso says a little different. Yedid mi beten says Tosso Zomar Rabbeinu Tam Shu Avram Avinu Shnifri Yedid. Avram Avinu is called the Yedid Bayis of the Ribbono Shalom, the beloved household member of the Ribbono Shalom. So, okay, whoever it's about one of the great avos. Hamala Sagerim Omer, if someone is being Malgerim, the bracha is Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Kishon Mitzvosavanu Ala Mila, Vamevarich Omer Asher Kishon Mitzvosavanu Lamula Sagerim Lahatav Meim Dam Bris, that Shil Mali Dam Bris, Lo Niskaimu Shemaim Varetz, had it not been for Dam Bris, there would be the Shemaim Varetz would not survive. Shenemar, Lo Brisi Yom Vlai, the Chuk Shemaim Varetz, Lo Samti. If not for my bris, Yom V'Layla, then the Chuk HaShemayim V'aretz, I don't put in place. Baruch Atah Hashem, Koreis HaBris. Hamolis HaAvadim Omer, someone who's Mal HaAvadim, because you have to be Mal, one has to be Mal their HaAvadim as well. So you should say, Asher Kishon M'Sos V'Son Ala Mila, V'Amvarech Omer, Asher Kishon M'Sos V'Son Ala Mula SaAvadim, L'Hatmi Am Dam Bris, Shil Mali Dam Bris, Chuk HaShemayim V'aretz Lo Neskaimu, Shem Lo Bris Yom V'Layla, Chuk HaShemayim V'aretz Lo Samti, Baruch Atah Hashem, Koreis HaBris. Now, what's the order of the brachos? Is it exactly as it appears in the Gemara? So Tosos over here in Avia ben Omer, Tosos Rashi ben Shmuel, Garis Avia ben Bereisha, Vahadar Hamol Omer. Very interesting that the Rabbeinu Shmuel has a girsa the opposite the way we have it. He says the Avia ben's bracha first, and then the Mol's bracha. Ukvar hinig lasos ken levarach Avia ben kodem amila, mishum delachnisa la ba mashma. This is a sugya we'll get to in a couple of months at the very beginning of Maseches Pesachim, that some brachos we have a bracha of al, Asher Kishon Mitzvosavanu al mitzvahs, and sometimes we have li. What's the difference between al and li? So li is lahaba mashma. It implies something you're going to do in the future. Al could be even l'sha'avar mashma, even though in general all brachas are always supposed to be made over las yasin, it's always supposed to be right before you do the mitzvah, but sometimes it doesn't quite work out that way. Sometimes you can't do the bracha right before you do the mitzvah. For instance, our minhag is netilas yadayim, that we only do the bracha after we do the mitzvah of netilas yadayim. For whatever reason, Tosfos discusses in Pesachim, gzeira atu tvila sager. A ger wants to be tovel. Can't make the bracha before he does tvila because he's a guy. So what's he going to do? He's got to make the bracha after he does. So there's some mitzvahs that, for whatever reason, we can't do before. So you have to be careful with the nusach of the bracha to make sure that it's an appropriate nusach for something that's l'shaver mashma. Because I mean, parakam the pesachim b'levair kuliyam l'pligi de lahaba mashma livair esachamet. Everyone agrees is lahaba mashma implies future because li is always future. V'od the kol mitzvos marach le'enov l'asiyasan. That was minhag of Rabbeinu Shmuel. Rabbeinu Tam hichsir aminag lekadmuso v'garas hamol bereisha v'hadar avia ben kamosh kasev b'kol svarim. Rabbeinu Tam brought back our minhag the way it's recorded in Shas right here. V'chein muchach kula sugya midkamer ha'omdim sham or mukshem shechnisu lebris mechal shekvar chnisu. Because it says ha'omdim sham implies that he already was nichnas into the bris. It's clear that the bracha that the omdim sham make is a response to the bracha of the avia ben. That's clear, right? So Rabbeinu Tam says if the Omdim Sham are going to say a bracha about how he's already been nichnas into the bris, it can't be that they're making that bracha before the Moel makes his bracha. So it has to be that it's already done, the bris is already all done by the time the Omdim Sham are making that bracha. Okay, Hajman Lach Rav Elazar D'Mila. Now we begin very quickly, we'll at least try to get through the Mishnah, the 20th parak of Masechah Shabbos. The basic idea is that there are two potential issues with using a strainer on Shabbos. One is that when the person hangs the strainer, it's like making an ohel arai, making a temporary tent, which is a tolda of building, of bona. And the second issue is that running wine through a strainer is like borer. So whenever we're going to talk about hanging a strainer on Shabbos, we have to account for both of those issues. So says the Mishnah, Reb Lazar Omer Tolanes HaMishmeres B'Yom Tov, V'Nosan L'Tzliya B'Shabbos. Reb Lazar holds, there's no issue of that you're allowed to hang a strainer on Yontif, meaning we're not worried about Bone, we're not worried about that, but V'nosin L'Tzliya B'Shabbos, you're not allowed to hang a strainer on Shabbos, that's a problem of making an Ohel Arai, but at least Nosin L'Tzliya, at least you could put something through the strainer on Shabbos, we're not worried about Bore for whatever reason. The Chum say no, the only thing you're allowed to do is, if you have a strainer already hanging from before Yontif, then you're allowed to put something through it on Yontif. Apparently, the Chamar and Shabbos are worried both about Bona and about Borer. On Yontif, they're worried about Bona, but they're not worried about Borer. Okay, so Bez Hashem, we'll try to get more into that tomorrow. We'll pick up from the Gemara.